You're listening to SBS News.
At a maternal and child health hospital on the outskirts of the Gambian capital, Bunjil, expectant mothers wait for their regular checkups. Just metres away, other women are bringing their babies and young children in for routine immunisations against diseases like measles, diphtheria and tetanus. But when the hospital chief asks the pregnant women how many have been vaccinated against COVID-19, just one raises her hand.
None of them.
He's just showing you an example.
One pulls out her phone to show a video of a woman with a spoon stuck to her arm, claiming it was magnetised by a COVID-19 vaccine. Lama Mbalo is pregnant with her second child and says that's the reason she won't be getting vaccinated against coronavirus.
The people from the hospital came here asking us to go and take the vaccine. But what makes me scared of going and taking the vaccine is that I heard a lot about it. Also, I watched it on the phone, someone saying that the vaccine is not good. If you take the vaccine, you will not have a child. If you get the injection, you will not be able to walk.
The video containing false vaccine conspiracies is one of many being widely circulated online across the African continent. It's feeding a huge problem of vaccine hesitancy and anti-vaccine sentiment that's especially common among pregnant African women. The hospital's chief executive officer, Keba Mane, says many have been told and believe the COVID-19 vaccine will make them infertile or harm their unborn babies.
We were almost the last to start to get the vaccines. So before the vaccine came, the misinformations reached us. And then it was really very difficult to get people on board.
Health authorities fear that the disinformation, combined with inequities in global vaccine distribution, could leave African women as the least vaccinated population in the world against COVID-19. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says most COVID-19 cases in Africa are going undetected. New modelling from the WHO suggests as few as 1 in 7 infections are being picked up, largely due to low testing rates. While Africa has officially recorded 8 million COVID-19 cases, the actual number could be as high as 59 million. It's prompted the WHO to announce plans to increase testing in 8 African countries, with a goal to test 7 million people in the next year. Dr. Matshidiso Moeti is the World Health Organization's Regional Director for Africa.
In Africa, with our low vaccination rates, it's vitally important to have a better grasp of where and how the virus is circulating in our communities. With limited testing, we're still flying blind in far too many communities in Africa. Most tests are carried out on people with symptoms, but much of the transmission is driven by asymptomatic people.
Just 9 African countries met the World Health Organization's goal of vaccinating at least 10% of the population by the end of September. The United States has pledged another 17 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the African Union, in addition to 50 million already donated. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta thanked the US President Joe Biden.
The United States has done its best to step up in terms of not only helping Kenya, but the African continent in general with regard to access to vaccines. Happy to hear you on your announcement of that increase, because as many of you will know, as a continent, we are lagging well behind the rest of the world in terms of being able to vaccinate our people. So any additional support, like the President has just mentioned, is greatly welcomed, and we look forward to that continued partnership.
It comes as the International Monetary Fund says the coronavirus pandemic has worsened global poverty and inequality. This week, the IMF downgraded its outlook for the global recovery from the pandemic recession because of supply chain disruptions and disparities in vaccination rates between rich and poor nations. The IMF's International Monetary and Financial Committee Chair, Magdalena Andersson, is calling for immediate action to achieve universal vaccination.
We encouraged the multilateral leaders task force to accelerate access to vaccines and to facilitate coordination among international partners. And this also includes mobilizing critical financing. Moreover, we agreed to take steps to reach the global goals, vaccinating at least 40% of the population in all countries by the end of 2021 and 70% by mid-22.
But in the United States, health authorities are forging ahead with plans to administer booster shots to some fully vaccinated people. The US Food and Drug Administration has recommended a half-dose booster shot for high-risk groups who received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine at least 6 months ago. The FDA already made a similar ruling for the Pfizer vaccine last month and will discuss boosters for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on Friday. US President Joe Biden has been touring the country to promote the COVID vaccines and to tout the progress his administration has made in battling the pandemic.
It's working. We're making progress. Nationally, daily cases are down 47%. Hospitalizations are down 38% over the past 6 weeks. Over the past 2 weeks, most of the country has improved as well. Case rates are declining in 39 states, and hospital rates are declining in 38 states.
And President Biden is urging businesses to comply with his federal vaccine mandate.
We're down to 66 million, still an unacceptably high number of unvaccinated people from almost 100 million in July. That's important. It's important progress. But it's not, now's not the time to let up. We have a lot more to do. We're in a very critical period as we work to turn the corner on COVID-19.
Closer to home, and the Indonesian resort island of Bali has reopened for international travellers for the first time in more than a year. The visitors must be fully vaccinated, test negative to COVID, hail from certain countries, quarantine, and heed health restrictions in public. But no international flights to Bali were scheduled on the first day of the reopening, and a tourism official forecast travel wouldn't pick up until November. The manager of Kuta Seaview Hotel, Lou Redianis, says she's worried the stringent rules will discourage people from coming.
As we're talking about the 5 days, I think still too long. As the, just for example, for the Japanese, usually they're traveling only 4 days, meaning 3 nights. If we have 5 days quarantine, may they come to Bali just for quarantine only. Right? So who will come to Bali? Just come to Bali just for the quarantine.
More than 6 million foreigners arrived in Bali each year prior to the pandemic. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.